Jai Baba, I'm Ruzbeh Bharucha speaking on forgiveness, easier said than done.
If you hate yourself, you're going to carry the cross of revenge, you're going to carry the cross of anger, you're going to carry the cross of hate. I'm very clear on that. You really need to hate yourself to carry such a heavy cross. Okay? If you come from a state of understanding that whatever is going to happen to me has the final signature and approval of my master. You know, when somebody from a family is in a hospital, operation karna hai, wo signature hai. We have to sign, na, some family member that yes, I sign that, you know what, go ahead, you are a complete idiot, but I have no choice, operate on this family member of mine, right? But if we have absolutely no trust in the doctor, we are not going to sign that, right? So what I am trying to tell you is, when you live a life knowing that I have left everything in the hands of my master, he or she knows what is best for me and my Lord. There is the law of karma, the law of grace, and my master knows what is applicable where I am concerned. The question of forgiveness will not arise. Because even if someone has hurt you, you will say, you know what? I have done my best. In spite of all this, this situation has been created. Now, you know, he knows what is going on. Number one. Number two, when you operate from the spirit, you're basically operating from the inevitable rule of oneness. Okay? I've come from the great fire, just as you all have come from the great fire. Our DNA is the same. So in each of us is a God who is peacefully sleeping and very loudly snoring. But is there in us all? I can't hate you. I can't. When you operate from the law of the spirit, my greatest enemy may be my greatest well-wisher, because that person is moving me towards self-realization. That is why marriage is so looked upon in all religions. It's the greatest. It can either propel you to heaven or plummet you into hell. Okay? Both ways of very strong circumstances of self-realization can be brought about. Greatest art has come from the most ravaged minds. My own fakir would not have come about if I had not gone through certain experiences. So who is our enemy, who is our greatest well-wisher is very difficult to say. If someone has hurt me so much that has pushed me towards God, how is that person my enemy? That person is actually my greatest well-wisher. So when you start thinking this way, who do you forgive and who do you thank? And most important, the whole cross of hatred and anger is too heavy. You really have to hate yourself to carry that cross. Because you are pushing yourself into the ground, the other guy has walked off. If let us say you hate me, I've got on with my life where you are stuck, you are rooted to the spot because that cross of hate is too heavy for you. So actually I have not hurt you as much as you have hurt yourself. Because I have hurt you once, you are hurting yourself each moment. So you need to ask yourself for forgiveness.
How do we forgive ourselves and how do we bring ourselves out of this constant negation?
Number one, understand that God is just. If I have gone through something, I have initiated it somewhere. If I want to play the victim, fine. By hating someone, I'm playing the victim. I'm playing the victim card, then damn good. If I'm going through something, I have initiated it somewhere, I'm very clear, because my God is not unjust. Okay? You may call me fatalistic, you may call me anything you want, but this is the reality. Why am I going through an X situation? Is it because at random? Then I might as well not believe in God only. Has it been predetermined? If yes, what has predetermined it? I have a role to play in that predetermination. So who do I forgive? I should be asking forgiveness from my own self first. Okay, I'm sorry I put you through this shit here. The external person is just a catalyst. I should be asking forgiveness that, you know, this way you're really screwed up. You know, I think you need to forgive yourself for putting yourself in this and try not to put yourself again in such a situation. Because nobody can hurt me. I've initiated that hurt long time back. See, it's a simple philosophy. Either you believe God is just, you believe God is just, then there is a law of karma, of cause and effect. You give your best to the moment, leave the rest to your master and say, you know, Jai Baba. You know, you keep asking him that give me the strength and wisdom to go through whatever is in store calmly, peacefully, with lot of sense of humor. Right? Otherwise, you don't believe in God. Certainly. This is my philosophy. Who do you forgive? Who do you hate? Eventually, you know what? Everything that I have done is going to come later on and bite my ass. I am responsible for it. So this Ruzbe should be hating that Ruzbe. And this Ruzbe needs to forgive that Ruzbe. Finished, home here. Anyone else is just ancillary. See, when a beggar comes and says, Bhook laga hai, I am hungry. And let us say, I remove 20 rupees and say, Ja, tu khana kha le. Go eat your food. If I really cannot bear the sight of him hungry, I have got no lena dena with that person. I have operated from the spirit of oneness and compassion. No karma can join me with him, right? But if I have given him 20 bucks thinking my driver is going to think I am a nice guy, I'm having major problems, this guy's blessings will help me in that problem. Or my master is going to say, wow, what a nice child this guy is. Then my karma with this guy has started. Because I had lena dena with this whole action of 20 rupees. Right? I will have to come back to get this guy's very 20 rupees back. But if I have operated from oneness and compassion, then there is no lena dena involved. This guy will have to give 20 rupees worth of food to somebody else, but it will be a chain. Pass it forward, do your good deed and pass it forward. So my 120 rupee eventually in 100 years could have helped so many people, but because I have come from compassion, I have come from oneness. But if I don't come from compassion and oneness, I have come from a business deal, then it's between me giving him 20 rupees and eventually this guy giving me back 20 rupees. This is the irrefutable act of karma. I've had people coming from various religions telling me, you know, Rishmi, we love you a lot, but you're going to hell. And I said, Dad, I know I'm going to hell, but at least you tell me why. I know my reasons. No, you see, you don't believe only in my God. And I said, but I believe in your God, but I believe in all the others also. That is why you're going to hell. So I said, Acha. So I say, only if I believe in your God and I say all the other gods, you all are, you know, passing, then I go to heaven. They said, yeah. I said, okay. So, I said, then what else do I need to believe? He said that there is no reincarnation, there is no karma. So then I asked them this one question which usually creates major havoc in their lives. So I said, okay, I believe in your God, but that guy is a pretty unjust God. And you know what, they don't have an answer after that. You know, you and I are sitting here smoking, having a fancy drink, and that poor child without legs is begging on the road. Means your God just tukke mein kya? Barucha, yahan pe, aray, you beg here. So, I believe our foundation of spirituality comes from two things. Number one, oneness. compassion? And number two, which is also not the highest spirituality, comes from the laws of karma. Because that spirituality also has a pinch of lena dena. I am not going to do bad because, you know, what bad will come and bite my ass later on. Great, but it is not the best form of spirituality. The best form of spirituality is, I don't want to hurt this guy, I don't want to. Why should I be the cause of somebody else crying? So even the law of karma is a law of business transactions with the creator. So eventually it is only love, pure stupid love for someone who has created this mess, you know. And we say, yeah, you know, I love you yet. You know? It's like my daughter. She'll tell me, I love you, Dad. And I say, I'm not a good man. So what? You're my dad, I love you. You know, it's a very simple philosophy. You're my father, I love you. You could be a complete psychiatric patient, but I yet love you. So I think our love for God is that way. What can He give us? Theek hai. You know, siddhis, riddhis, blah, 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 blah. But till He doesn't get us out of this whole chakra view of all the shit, no, of cause and ramification and all, we are going to keep rotting. Today will be a great day, tomorrow we'll be again in a soup. So I think, you know what, let's go beyond all this shit. Just love Him for who He is and say, you know what, theek hai. I love you, just be with me. If I am going through this hell, you please stand by me. I am not asking too much from you. I think that is more than enough spirituality.
Okay, dear Baba.